All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, don't look now, but the Boston Red Sox have created some distance for themselves in the American League East. The Red Sox currently have an 8.5-game lead over the Yankees for the top spot in the division. Surprisingly, Boston has taken the first three games of their current series with the Yankees, and at the time of this recording, the Red Sox are down 4-1 in the seventh inning to the Yankees. Now, the Yankees currently have a record of 68-41. And although that there is still a good chance for them to win 100 games this year, they might be relegated to the wild card game in the American League. Now, we've seen the Yankees make some surges, but the bottom line is the Red Sox have continued to be hot. Now you're looking at a Yankees lineup that is without the services of outfielder Aaron Judge for a few weeks due to his wrist injury. We've seen the recent struggles of starting pitcher Luis Severino. The Yankees did acquire some pitching before the trade deadline. They picked up J.A. Happ from the Toronto Blue Jays and Lance Lynn from the Minnesota Twins, which should help them. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. You go back to this past offseason where the Yankees had an opportunity to acquire starting pitcher Gerrit Cole from the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then during this season when they had a chance to get infielder Manny Machado from the Baltimore Orioles, all those deals came down to the fact that the Yankees did not want to part with their prospects. And I said it before and I'll say it again, at some point the Yankees are going to regret it. Why? Because you look at New York right now, let's not get it twisted. They are still a very, very good team. And I mean, you're talking about one of the best records, not only in the American League, but in all of baseball. We've seen teams go to the wild card game in years past, win it, and win it all. And even last year, we saw the Yankees go to the wild card game, win that game, and they were one game away from making the World Series. So just because you go to the wild card game does not mean that your postseason is over. But the problem is, on the flip side, you can have a great season and that wild card game may not work out in your favor. And guess what? That season is over. And I bring up that point because if the season ended today, the Yankees would play the Oakland Athletics in the playoffs in a wild card game. Now, let's not get it twisted. The Yankees have much more talent at every aspect of a team than the Oakland Athletics, but Oakland's playing hot right now. They're playing with house money, and you simply don't know in a one-game playoff. So I'm looking at the Yankees right now. They're still going to be a great team. They're still going to finish strong, but the bottom line is you simply don't know what's going to happen in that wild card game. And if that's the case, and if this team does win 100 games, get to that wild card game and possibly lose, Yankees general manager Brian Cashman is going to have a ton of questions that he's going to have to answer. I look at this squad right now, and that's what it's coming down to. If the Yankees win this game tonight, I don't see a situation where they catch Boston. The way that Boston's playing and the way that things are going to play out for both of these teams down the season, I simply just don't see a way where the Yankees are going to catch the Boston Red Sox for that top spot in that division. I think the best thing that the Yankees could have going for themselves right now is to be playing their best baseball going into October. And there's still plenty of time for the Yankees to really get on one of those supremely hot streaks that we saw them get on early this season. And if they do it at the right time in late September, something could happen. But as of right now, I don't see an AL East banner being hung in the Bronx for this squad. Now, they'll make the playoffs, and I can't even say stranger things can happen, but we just want to see how this team plays down the stretch rolling into October, and that's going to be the fate for the Bronx Bombers. If they're going to win this World Series, like a lot of people expect them to do, or like some people expect them to do, rather, they're going to have to do it from the wild card route and not from the route of a division champion and a team that could potentially have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.